From North State Public Radio, I'm Andre Bayek with your headlines for Thursday, November 10th. Nagar Kirtan is a religious festival and grand procession held in Yuba City every year. Many believe it's the biggest Nagar Kirtan in the country. The main events were held over the weekend. NSPR's Jamie Jiang visited the Sikh temple of Gurdwara Sahib Saturday and has the story.
For weeks leading up to the kirtan, or the parade, Yuba City's Sikh Punjabi community comes to the temple, donating food, their time, labor, and just about anything else that's needed for the festival. That's known as selfless seva, a religious act of charity. Many families do seva by working in community kitchens to provide free, hot vegetarian meals to all festival attendees. One Yuba City resident helping in a community kitchen Saturday is Manpreet Kaur. Kaur and her family have been here nearly a week. After seva, she rushes home to look after her baby. Her parents, Kaur says, arrive at 8 in the morning and leave at midnight.
We go home, like take a quick power nap, and then we're back here. That's how it is, and that's how it's supposed to be. Like, there's no way you can feed that many people by chilling at home, you know? So you have to get up, you have to hustle, and you have to make it happen.
One cook in the temple kitchen estimates around 50,000 people have been coming to eat at the temple each day during the festival. And by the end of the festival, there will not have been a single moment when it ran out of food. Tejinder Singh Dosanjh is the secretary at the temple and helped organize the very first Yuba City Nagar Kirtan event in 1979. He says there were double the number of community kitchens across the city this year than there were last year, matching the increased number of attendees.
It makes me proud. It's the happiest day of our life as a Sikh, as a Punjabi community, living in Sacramento Valley, small city, Yuba City.
And even after the Nagar Kirtan, Yuba City's seva doers plan to stay, cleaning up after the thousands of congregants and the week's festivities. On Monday, Dosanjh says there were just over 200 Yuba Cityans still at the temple, giving to their community in the name of selfless seva. For NSPR News, I'm Jamie Jiang in Yuba City.
In other news, Gavin Newsom has won a second term as California's governor. Newsom mostly ignored his opponent, Senator Brian Daley, in the months leading up to the election. Instead, he campaigned against policies of Republican governors in other states. That has increased speculation Newsom is planning a run for president. Paul Mitchell is a political pollster and vice president of Political Data Incorporated. He says Newsom is trying to communicate to Democrats across the country that he's fighting for core Democratic issues. That's why he helped push Proposition 1 to put abortion rights into the state constitution.
That abortion measure, which would have seemed really controversial 10 years ago, actually got more votes than any other state ballot measure, got more votes than any other state constitutional office. So it was the biggest winner on election night, something that a lot of people would have thought 10, 20 years ago was kind of like a third rail you wouldn't want to touch.
Newsom has promised to serve the full 4-year term as governor. That would have him in office through 2026. And the outcomes of many state and local races are still too close to call. Cap Radio's Chris Nichols explains why it could be days or weeks before we know the final results.
By the end of election night, Sacramento County had tallied more than 140,000 votes, but it will likely count hundreds of thousands more, meaning it's still far too early to call races separated by a few hundred or even a few thousand votes.
I can tell you from what I saw with my own eyes, we have a lot of ballots to still get through. And that doesn't even count what's going to come in the mail over the next few days.
That's Sacramento County election spokesperson Jana Haynes. Across California, there's a new normal for how long it takes to count all the results. That's because the vast majority of voters have switched to using mail ballots, which take longer to arrive and to process. State law requires counties to count all mail ballots that arrive up to 7 days after the polls close, as long as they're postmarked by Election Day. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.
Many Californians were surprised to see state Supreme Court justices on their ballots this year, but this usually happens every 4 years in what's called a retention election. The court is one of the state's most diverse branches of government, and CalMatters' Baronda Lyons says it's poised to make history with this election.
It looks like voters overwhelmingly approved all of the justices to the California Supreme Court. It also appears that Patricia Guerrero, who is on the ballot to be the next Chief Justice of the state of California, will in fact be the first Latina Chief Justice for the state. That means she will be in charge of the judiciary.
That's CalMatters' Baronda Lyons talking about state Supreme Court elections. And finally, pediatric specialists in Sacramento County are raising concerns about higher numbers of young children being hospitalized for the common respiratory infection, RSV. Cap Radio's Kate Wolf has more on what parents should look out for.
Medical experts say after 2 years of masking and social distancing, children are more susceptible to respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV. Dr. Dean Blumberg of UC Davis Medical Center says there are a few signs a child will need extra oxygen or breathing support.
Fast breathing, blue-tinged skin, which is especially noticeable around the lips, any severe coughing episodes, or severe sucking in at the base of the throat or seeing the outlines of the ribs while breathing.
Blumberg says in those cases, parents should immediately seek in-person medical care. For children who have milder illness, Kaiser's Dr. Zoe Gore suggests relieving congestion with suction.
RSV is sort of more snot than we know what to do with or than you think it's humanly possible. And that is the problem with RSV, is just the tremendous amount of congestion.
Gore says the best way to prevent serious illness is for everyone to get a flu shot. Meanwhile, the county is coordinating with pediatric care providers to increase treatment capacity. Kate Wolf, Cap Radio News.
And those are your headlines for Thursday, November 10th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. And remember, you can find local election results on our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Andre Bayek.